Troy.
Same position.
Same position. So I'm very, I think it's good.
Yeah, I see.
So I rather want to come to America. But maybe that is true. After my temple, and if my boy did my temple, they would be very furious.
I see. When did you become a Zen master?
I became after I taking my master's position for a long time, I have to sometimes conduct some big ceremony. And whenever we have this ceremony or training period in branch temples, I have to join them as they taking over my master position. And while we are doing, I'm doing this kind of thing, they officially acknowledge me as a Zen master.
And how?
I received special role from this book.
How old were you then?
Maybe I was
45.
No, that's not that.
No. So all these temples then are sort of branch temples of, was a Zoanin a branch temple of Rinzoin?
No, this is belongs to Rinzoin. This is there in Shizuoka Prefecture, there are big temple who has 3,000 branch temples, which have 3,000. And Zoe is a grandson,
mm-hmm.
This is Daitoin,
mm-hmm.
And here Soshinji, Zoe is like this.
Okay.
And Jinsoin, and another temple, branch temple of this is Takaozen. And Jinsoin is branch temple of Takaozen, so.
I see. And Zoan in this branch temple of what?
Branch temple of Soshinji.
I see.
Jinsoin is branch temple of Sekiyuin. And Sekiyuin, both Sekiyuin and Soshinji.
Are sons, huh?
Son.
I see. Okay. Now, in this thing, so from 1936 until 1942, you just were at Rinzoin, then, huh? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
It says from 1942 to 1947, you are the official teacher of the number 10th monastery of Soto sect.
Mm-hmm.
And what is
it? That was near Shizuoka, this monastery. Newly established temple at that time. And because I am, at that time I was already master.
You were Roshi in 1942 then?
Yeah, already, yeah.
That makes you
Oh, yeah. because I finished my temple completely, and I attended, I acted as a Roshi so many times before the headquarters acknowledged me, give me title.
I see. In 1942?
Yeah, on the occasion they
appointed you this, huh?
Yeah.
I see. So then you were 38 then?
38.
You were born in 1904.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be 38.
Yeah. Junsuke. It is not not assistance. So master, but not completely, what we call, not vice or assistance. But
I think maybe there's, like in the army, they have executive officer.
Mm-hmm.
They have captain of ship,
uh-huh,
and then executive officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is in 1952. We're in 1942 now.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do here?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Until 19, is that 40 or 60? That's a, that was until 19. For 5 years, you were at this number 10th monastery,
mm-hmm,
at Bansho Rinzen. Zenrin. And then in 1946...
Oh, Bansho Zenrin.
Yeah.
What I meant was... I have one more. I was one more. Monastery.
Here, yes. Takakusa.
Takakusa.
Were you a Zen master here?
No, this is... Zen master, title of Zen master is necessary here, or here.
Here it is.
Here.
I see. So, that means that you were then 48.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Oksan.
Is that there? I was... Dokan at one more monastery. At that time, I became executive and Roshi or something like that.
I see, here, in 52.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they have to establish this one, and they need me to be here.
Why they need you? Why?
Why? I don't like that.
They said they need you anyway. So what job do these? Your title was, you were assigned to this monastery.
Mm-hmm.
Which was at Bansho Zenrin.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1947,
mm-hmm,
they assigned you to Takakusha. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
practice, teacher of Zen practice, this is bigger job than
this is bigger job, and this is some job. Just belong to my own temple.
I see. But there's 5 years. This job ends in 1947 at Banchu Zenrin,
mm-hmm.
and the job at Takuzan, is that it? The job here begins in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
What happened between 1947 and 1952? See, what happened between this job and this job?
When did you say?
I'm not certain. Is that 60 or 40?
1947.
Mm-hmm.
And this started.
In 52.
52. You know, this, this is Banchu Zen. My Zen was, at first, my Takashina Roshi was head of this temple.
I see.
And my friend took over his place. And later, Takashina Roshi wanted to come back to this monastery again. And he his assistant of Kancho Roshi,
uh-huh.
Gave some pressure to my friend.
I see.
And my friend left.
I see.
So I was not. I was rather angry with Takashina Roshi too.
So you left also, huh?
I left also. But even though I left, Takashina Roshi was not so impatient. So, once in a while, I have to help him.
I see.
Officially, I left already here.
Now, it says here, in June 1947, you became this teacher of Zen practice. That is not a title for Roshi, huh?
No.
Why did you wait until 1947? Why didn't you begin in 1936?
At that time, they have no such rules for practice of Lema. This is more for Lema.
I see.
Zen practice. And headquarters provided some rules for to establish some Zen practice. Mm-hmm. Where Zen practice for Lema. Even before we have this kind of practice. Like before Zen Center.
Right. You know, okay, so this was a new idea or something?
Yeah, a new idea at that time.
I see.
And still continue.
And then in 1952, then you became the Kancho, huh? Of this place. What's that? Takuzan?
Takuzan, yeah.
Takuzan?
Mm-hmm. Senmon Soto.
Senmon Soto. Were you Kancho of that?
No, I was Docho.
Docho, mm-hmm. I see. Were you ever Kancho before?
Kancho?
Mm-hmm.
No, Kancho is...
You've been Docho?
Just one. In Soto, we have only one Kancho. So what do you mean by Kancho?
What do you mean by Kancho?
Kancho is head of the whole.
Oh, whole of Soto?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I see. So it wasn't until they made you Docho Roshi that you became Roshi. It wasn't until they made you Docho that you became Roshi?
Yeah. One is missing. Yeah. When Mugaro was established, I don't know when exactly. If those are all the records Chino sensei have.
Yes.
Then one is missing.
And what is that? 1947 or when? About when?
About.
After the war?
Before the war. Before this one, too, of course.
Yeah, but before the war?
Maybe here.
Well, the war begins in
1942.
Yeah.
So, before this.
So that you... Well, I'm still a little bit confused anyway. But apparently sometime in the early 40s, before the war,
mm-hmm.
you became...
Yeah.
Officially became the Roshi?
Officially, yeah.
Became the Roshi of what master's temple? What was the master's name? The other one?
Nyuaroshi.
Who wanted to have a monastery at his temple.
Mm-hmm.
And his disciple actually acted as
yes,
Roshi,
yes.
At Docho,
mm-hmm.
but you were the Docho by name.
By name.
And so
once in a while, I went, when they have the ceremony, I went there.
I see. Why couldn't Nyo Roshi be a Docho?
At that time?
Mm-hmm.
I have not much relationship between, you know, Nyo Roshi and I. And Nyuaroshi himself was the owner of the we call him Jishop, he's the head of the whole temple.
I see. Okay, I understand. Okay. Now let's see. Okay. When were you married, Roshi? How old were you when you were married?
30, 32.
I see.
32, maybe.
This is before your master died, though?
After
he died. Same year?
Two years after.
Right, okay. And then he died when you were 30.
Mm-hmm.
And you became head of Rinzoyen when you were 32.
32 and maybe 33 then.
Because you already were head of Rinzoyen when you married?
No, I wasn't. I'm married.
I see.
When I entered Rinzoyen.
I see.
And when I get married, there were many discussions whether I should get married or not.
By who?
By our members. I was listening to them. And some explained then. If I married someone, his wife can stay my home, and I can go to his home whenever I want. In the first 2 weeks,
I don't understand, Roshi.
And someone said, if I get married, my wife could stay at my home. And if people doesn't like temple wife at my temple, she can stay my home. That's what someone said. So at last they decided to allow my wife to enter my temple.
Oh, I see. What, had it, did your master's wife live there?
Yeah, for not for a long time. When he was quite old, sister, we established some custom, you know. My master started something like that. But after he died, and especially because I am so young, they criticized me to have wife.
In temple?
In temple.
I see. But so your master did not choose your wife for you?
No. My master's friend did. And I had been installed.
How do you mean with her? I mean you were...
That's my wife. You know, I had, at that time, when I was 30, 3, maybe 4, I get married with ex. Not that.
Right, yes, yes. And you're married to her for 15 years? Before she died?
Yes. 40, 40, 40, yeah. And I haven't wife for 7, 8 years.
When did you marry?
Before I come to America. one of the conditions to go to America, to be invited to America by several members, was someone who has wife, and she was the head of the kindergarten.
Which you had started?
Mm-hmm. So I decided to get married with her and came to America just almost at the same time.
I see. What did she think of that? What, isn't that a strange way to get married, Roshi? That's strange for Americans, maybe not for Japanese. No?
Mm-hmm. Strange, yeah, that is. For usual person, it is very strange, but for priest, you know, our marriage is very strange sometimes.
Yes.
Which I didn't like so much.
How do you mean that?
I want to do exactly what I wanted to do.
Well, how do you... This is not for history, but... I mean, before you asked Oak-san, this Oak-san, Did you tell her you had to have a wife in America?
Yeah.
And would she like to marry you for that reason?
Or no, not that reason. You know. After my wife died, I thought I may be married with that guy. But I didn't determine to do that. But soon after my wife died, there were some rumors, you know, he will marry with her, and he likes her so much. So I thought, that is true. So I have to do that. As they say, you know, if that is true. So I decided to marry, to get married.
This one?
Yeah, this one. And, but even though I decided, so I was too busy, and she was too busy to think about it, you know. She was other stuff on them. So he's always busy with his, in his office. And I thought, that was all right, that is all right. Maybe I should wait. While I'm waiting, I decided to go to America.
I see.
And the one of the conditions is should be a married priest. So I decided to get to marry with her.
Is Otohiro your son or Oksan's son?
My boy, not my wife's.
I see. And Oksan's husband died in the Second World War? First husband?
Yes.
Okay. It says here that... you said that your... friends, that a friend of your master picked your first wife. What does that mean? Did you have some choice, or?
No, I have no one in my mind, and I wasn't so sure about my marriage life, my ability to handle both spirit side and family side. Very complicated. I know a big way, but so
said yes, or?
Yeah. I said, before I see my ex-wife, I said yes. And he, at that time, he had somebody in his mind.
Does that usually work out pretty well, Roshi, when you don't see the woman before you marry at all?
Yeah, pretty well. It's amazing, maybe, for you. Also, we like her. I think it is pretty superficial feeling, not so different. And it changes that up.
It seems to be very important to repair or build a temple for the Japanese. Is that so?
Yeah,
that
to me it was very important because our building was very old, and unless the priest has good understanding of architecture, he may make a mistake. So to me it was very important.
I see. So you did two things. You built many new buildings at Zoin, and you rebuilt the main structure of Rinzoin, huh? Rinzoin.
Yeah, main structure or main, many buildings. I repaired many buildings as it was in ancient time. That was difficult part. It cost more money and it doesn't look so good. So no one agrees with me, with my ideas.
Crazy, huh?
I see. Oh. That is why I felt I have to do it.
How long did it take you to rebuild Rinzo?
Many years.
The whole time that you were there?
Yeah, I was constantly studying and making effort.
I see. So you studied the old architecture, huh?
Not very much, but the architecture. At that time when design was built.
I see. How old was Rinzoin?
Building. Oldest one, maybe 300.
It looks like you were living at the. Was there another priest at Zoin?
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
I see. And you just helped him.
My older brother was helping me in Zoin. Now he is. He succeeded in my position.
There.
There.
Is Hiroshi your brother?
No. And his boy is my son, my disciple.
I see.
Because he studied with me.
I see. Is he a Osho?
Yes.
I see. So your first Dharma heir in Japan is your own son or him? Do you have a first Dharma heir?
First Dharma heir is my boy and my Shoko.
Who's Shoko?
Shoko.
This fellow. Who's the son of the man who became the priest at the Zoin.
Zoin, yeah.
it seems, Roshi, also here's something else too we should discuss.